From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom, a Reese in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Lovington City Commissioners unanimously approved on Monday during the regular scheduled meeting to go into business with Luth Callan Renewables, a solar farm energy firm, for 300 megawatt solar installations on two separate parcels on 1,400 acres at the city's industrial park. Graham Basic, a senior project manager for Luth, tells us why they chose Lovington as their project site.
Lovington's attractive to us because it's an area that we see a good economic value in. We want to definitely establish new jobs, for one. Two, give back to the community through Lovington itself. And not only Lovington as well, but also the state of New Mexico, for sure.
The solar farm is expected to generate over $14 million in 25 years and at least $1 million in the first year. We get reactions from Lovington Mayor David Trujillo on the deal.
It's a good project for the city. We're going to find out after we fine-tune the contract with them, and if it all falls in place, the city be receiving a little revenue after 2 years, so it'd be start receiving revenue off it. So it will help our tax base here, right, within the city of Lovington.
Stacy Turner with Concerned Citizens of Artesia attended Monday night's regular scheduled meeting of the Artesia School Board. She and her group of parents were given an hour to present their concerns to the board about the New Mexico Public Education Department's latest mandates for public school students.
Well, they did do a mask resolution that they're going to be sending into the state, basically saying we as a community want the control back on the local level. That really showed the community that they are on that side of this argument.
I'll speak with Artesia Schools Superintendent J.R. Noll and get his take on Monday night's meeting. Roswell police are seeking 18-year-old Martin Soltero of Roswell. He is a suspect in an alleged drive-by shooting Sunday night in the vicinity of East Burn Street around 7 p.m. According to police reports, a 16-year-old girl was wounded in the leg by gunfire. She was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should call Roswell police. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.